You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Megan Morris, CEO and founder of MHM Professional Staging. Megan is considered an expert in home staging and has published 3 books. Megan, welcome to Enterprise Radio this morning.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate it. Looking forward to being here today.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing from you as well. So first of all, what inspired you to go into home staging?
Well, I really saw a need for it. I came from California, where most homes are staged before they put them on the market. And when I came to Florida 15 years ago or so, when I started this, there wasn't the same level of the way they stage the home. So I really we're really focused on that and found that niche, and it really worked out because it's very busy and it's worked in all the economies. So it's been a really good business.
Very interesting. What is the biggest mistake that you see in homes on the market?
I think the biggest mistake is when people think, I'll just get on the market right now and then I'll get it fixed up as I go along. You know, you just don't get that opportunity again. When you first go on the market, it's fresh, it's new, people are looking for it, and you know, you want to put your best foot forward. So I think it's always best to go ahead and do those repairs, get everything up to snuff, and then go ahead and take those professional pictures and make the house stand out. You know, sometimes when you're looking through the MLS, you might see pictures of homes that you can't even really see them. They might have bushes that are overgrown, you know, there might be I've seen some with toys on the yard, and you just wish they would have taken more time to make it look really good, because people are looking on the internet for pictures now. They're, you know, they're savvier than ever. So the only chance they get to really connect with your home is by the picture. So you want everything to look really good.
Good advice. Now, who can benefit the most from home staging?
Well, it's anybody. I just feel like whatever price range it is, it's just going to help it stand out. It's like going on an interview. You know, you want to put your best foot forward. You want to put your best suit on. You want to look your best. Same thing. You want your house to look its best, so it can, so it draws the most amount of attention and people can connect with it more.
Today, we're joined by Megan Morris, CEO and founder of MHM Professional Staging, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Megan, why did you decide to write the book Stageology, How to Stage to Sell?
Well, I was saying, I really saw a need for it, and I thought it was something that a lot of people could do themselves. A lot of it is just looking at your home from a different perspective. You know, your home is very personal. Most of the time, you've got a lot of personal pieces in it, family photos and things that remind you, of memories and family things. When you go to sell your house, you have to have a different frame of mind. You really have to look at it as a commodity. It's something that you are selling. You have to disconnect with it in a lot of ways. So it's a good time to depersonalize your home and make it appeal to more of the masses. And I just felt like it's something that a lot of people could do if they could read the book and get ideas on their own. I think it would really help them get top dollar for their house.
Most certainly. Do you have to have a huge budget to stage your home? That would be my question.
No, I mean, everybody's budget is different. I tell people all the time, depending what their budget is, to start with a curb appeal, because that's the first picture they see when they're looking on the MLS. So you want the lawn to look nice, the sidewalks to look cut back the bushes, possibly pressure wash the sidewalk if it looks like there's anything. We live in Florida, so because of the elements, it seems like you have to pressure wash more often than other parts of the country. But depending what your, what's going on in your house that time of the year, you want to rake the leaves, you just want the house to look its best from that picture. So that's where I put the most effort in, is that curb appeal shot. So, and then I think it's very important to get professional pictures done. There's, I've seen some on the MLS where they're done with your iPhone, which I take a lot of pictures on my phone too, but I think to really make it look its best on the MLS, it should be with a professional photographer. So you just want everything to just look great. And, so the budget wise, it's a lot of elbow grease, depending what you can put in. If if you can't afford to put flowers in, just put fresh mulch in. I mean, there's all different budget levels, but it, you know, just so it looks best and fresh.
Well, certainly appreciate this information. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about MHM Professional Staging online?
Sure. The website is www.professionalstaging.com. And I actually have a blog, and I do update it constantly with new information, new trends, new ideas, a lot of do-it-yourself tips. So I think there's a lot of things that people can do themselves to make their house look its best.
In conclusion, any closing thoughts for the listeners?
I would say to just try to look at your house from a different perspective. Just to, you know, stand back and look at other homes that are on the market, see what's out there, look at your competition, and get your house, you know, to its best. I mean, I know the difference in my own house. If I'm, you know, when it needs to be picked up, it makes it a world of difference. So, you know, go ahead and do the extra work, do the extra legwork, you know, go through and weed out what you don't need anymore. This is the best time to clean out and get rid of things you don't need, because if they're not going to go onto your new house, get rid of them now and get your house ready to sell and for the top dollar.
Excellent. Once again, it has been a privilege to have had you today here on Enterprise Radio. Megan, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much, Eric. Take care.
You bet. We've been speaking with Megan Morris, CEO and founder of MHM Professional Staging. Megan is considered an expert in home staging and has published 3 books on the topic. And the website of reference is professionalstaging.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.